Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Delaware State University is in the final stages of completing its acquisition of Wesley College. The move means major changes for students and staff at both institutions, but another school is also affected in a significant way. DSU's Early College High School is also about to see big changes connected to the deal. Contributor Larry Nagengast explains what's happening at the DSU-run charter school in his latest piece, available at DelawarePublic.org. And he joined me earlier this week to discuss it. So let's start with a brief history of DSU's Early College High School. When did it start, and what's the mission of this charter school been so far?
Well, Early College High School opened on Delaware State University's Dover campus in the fall of 2014 and graduated its first senior class in 2018. Its mission is to serve students from demographics that are not typically college-bound. We're talking about low-income youth, first-generation college families, English language learners, and students of color. Now, as a charter school, Early College High School does have to accept whoever applies up to its authorized enrollment limits. But a majority of the school students do fit within these categories that I just mentioned. The school's major attraction is its affiliation with Delaware State. It's a partnership that enables students to take a year's worth of college classes, and sometimes significantly more, while they're still in high school.
So how will its operations change with the charter school modifications approved by the State Board of Education last week for Early College?
In terms of enrollment, the big change is that it will be adding a middle school for the 2022-2023 school year. That means 150 more students, 75 in the 7th grade and 75 in the 8th grade. And then that will fill out to 100 students in each of those grades in the future years. And that would pretty much match the size of each class in the high school, which the total enrollment is just over 400 right now. Now, as the school grows, interestingly enough, its name will shrink. Rather than being the Early College High School at Delaware State University, the name will become simply Early College at Delaware State University.
So how does the school see the middle school curriculum fitting in with its mission of prepping students for college? Middle schoolers aren't going to be taking some classes alongside college students like the Early College High School students do, right?
The idea here is to give students from underrepresented college demographics even more of a head start in preparing for college. Start talking about college sooner. Build good study habits sooner. Take some high school classes while in eighth grade so there's even more room to take college classes while you're in high school. And no, the middle school students won't start taking college classes that early. Even the current early college students don't start taking college-level classes alongside the regular Delaware State students until their second year of high school.
So is there any model or precedent for this kind of setup that the school leaders look at as they move toward this expansion? Is there something that they kind of use as a kind of precedent for building what they're building?
Well, this early college model is not unique to Delaware State. In fact, Delaware State officials visited comparable programs across the country before they opened the school 7 years ago. Dr. Evelyn Edney, who is the current principal, visited other early college programs before she came on board in 2015, so she'd get a better handle of what they were like because she had come from traditional high schools prior to this in her career. One of the schools that she visited did have a middle school as well as part of its program, and that's where she got the idea for Delaware State. Now, as for this related idea, many of the career pathways programs that have become increasingly popular in Delaware's public schools start guiding students en route to specific careers when they are in seventh grade. So this idea of a path from middle school through high school into college and into a career is something that's people in Delaware should be familiar with. Also, Tony Allen, who is Delaware State president, university president, mentioned the long-running FAME program as an example. Now, FAME, which stands for Forum to Advance Minorities in Engineering, is a program that was started way back in 1976 by the DuPont Company, and it still operates, and it provides ongoing mentoring for minority middle school and high school students who are interested in science and technology careers. So again, another example of this six-year program running from the middle school years through the end of high school. So plenty of history here that points to the value of putting seventh graders on the fast track to higher education.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the school's planned use of Wesley College as part of this expansion and what advantages that would provide compared to the school's current setup? It feels like it's going to use a sizable amount of Wesley's facilities once that transaction for DSU to acquire Wesley is complete this summer.
Well, yes, I would say a sizable amount, but we're not quite sure yet. As part of the charter modification approved by the State Board of Education, the early college program will move to the Wesley College campus in downtown Dover as of July 1st of 2022. As most people probably know, Delaware State is in the process of acquiring Wesley, and that deal is scheduled to close in 2 months. And I guess one thing that Wesley and Delaware State have already announced is that Delaware State's School of Health and Behavioral Sciences is going to be combined with Wesley's programs in that area, and that is going to remain on the Wesley campus. Anyhow, currently the early college program does run in two locations. The ninth graders participate in what is called a freshman academy, and that is housed in the old Dover Sheridan Hotel on Route 13. And grades 10 through 12 attend their high school classes in Grossley Hall on the DSU main campus, and then take their regular college classes with DSU students in other buildings on the campus. Now, with the change, the classes for the entire new middle school and for the high school portion of the early college program will be conducted on the Wesley campus. Early college students then will take shuttle buses to the main Delaware State campus for their college-level classes. Now, as I said, no decisions have been made as to which buildings on the Wesley campus the early college program will use, but early college says it will need 20 classrooms, plus a couple of science labs, some music rooms, a cafeteria, an auditorium, and a gym. And they tell me that they also expect to make good use of the athletic facilities at Wesley, including the track, the football and baseball fields, and the gym.
As the school gets ready to grow, do we have a sense of who the school is currently serving, who it hopes to serve, and is there, for lack of a better phrase, a typical early college school student?
Well, I'll try to give you that. As I mentioned earlier, that target demographic is essentially about half of the students at the school. They qualify for free or reduced price lunches. About 10% have special education needs. On the academic side, again, there's no admissions test here, so the school takes whoever it applies up to the limits that are set out in its charter. And that means it serves a fairly broad spectrum, from students who have struggled in the lower grades to those who might be described as academic superstars. But most of them really fall in that broad middle. You know, they're average students who want to go to college. Now, geographically, and this is really interesting, a little bit more than half of the students live in this Capital and Caesar Rodney School District, which you might expect because those are the districts that are closest to the campus in Dover. But the other half come from all over the state. Some come from as far north as Wilmington, and others come from as far south as Georgetown and Laurel. So there's a pretty diverse population here on the campus among the early college students.
Very interesting. Early college is on the DSU campus, as you've mentioned. Its students take college classes there. How strong is the connection between the school and DSU? Is it ostensibly serving as a pipeline to DSU for many of these students?
Well, I think, yeah, pipeline is the perfect description, and that's the word that President Tony Allen mentioned to me when we talked earlier this week. You know, when the university established the school, one of its goals was to create a feeder system, and that is what's happened. More than half of early college's graduates have enrolled at Delaware State, and the connection these students have developed with the university, both in terms of familiarity with the campus and having accumulated up to 2 years' worth of college credits before they get to the college itself, means they're more likely to complete their bachelor's degrees at the school.
And do we know any bit do we know anything about the early college school's track record so far? You mentioned earlier its first class graduate in 2018. Not a huge sample size, but do we have a sense of where these students have gone on to school, the ones who haven't gone to DSU, and if they've had a leg up when they've gotten there?
Again, more than half of the graduates have enrolled at Delaware State University. Many others have chosen to enroll at other historically black colleges and universities across the nation. And because the credits that are earned through the early college program are transferable, those who choose to attend different schools can enroll there at those other schools with advanced standing. What's really fascinating and a very positive sign here is that two of the school's valedictorians, the top graduates in the classes of 2018 and 2020, have enrolled at Stanford University in California. And Stanford, as you know, is one of the most selective colleges in the country.
And finally, what expectations do DSU and early college school officials have for this expanded schools? What are they hoping they'll see as this expansion comes to fruition?
Well, you know, student performance as measured by scores on the preliminary SAT and SAT exams, you know, the college boards, have shown steady improvement grade by grade for the classes over the past 3 years. Graduation rates at the school meet or exceed the averages for Delaware public schools as a whole. More than 90% of the students have had no more than one referral per year to the school office for discipline issues. So, you know, these are all fine, positive numbers. With the addition of the middle school, both the university and early college officials are expecting more of the same. They're confident that adding the middle school will result in improved performance levels because they will be giving students two more years to work and learn in a rigorous and challenging academic environment.
Thanks to contributor Larry Nagengast for his time this week. His piece on the expansion of DSU's early college school is available at DelawarePublic.org. And The Green continues in a moment with Arts Playlist, where we hear about the latest offering from a Millsboro-based author. Stay with us. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.